All right, Patrick, I missed the new music pick. Usually in the last few months, I've been sort of leading off mm-hmm. the monthly new music series with picks. But, you know, we've been really busy. We've been doing a lot of things.
That's right.
That's right.
We have a good excuse.
Yes. So here on Rock in the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Here we're gonna close out the July new music series with both of us. Each of us making a pick, right? That's how we'll
do
that.
Right.
We were busy with the Suburbs Fest there in Louisville. And in fact, I didn't even get to listen to much new music at all in the month of July. So I got some catching up to do. The listeners made some excellent suggestions. So I'm very happy about that.
Me too. They always come through.
That's right. So, all right. So you want me to kick things off with...
yeah.
I got one song I want to share.
Okay. And I have a song as well.
Okay. So this song I'm going to do is... very, very Americana. I know a lot of listeners like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, I think people are pretty familiar with him. His name is Ryan Bingham. And he's been around for the last, 15 years or so, putting out some really nice traditional music. And I'll tell you a little story about him after I play this. But this was a song that was released right at the end of July. It's called River of Love, and it's on a new EP that has since come out in the intro in August. But anyway, I'm counting this as July because this single came out right at the end of July. Here we go, River of Love.
Outside, and I wonder if I'm too late. It's all in my mind, and I'm running behind on the words I'm wanting to say. Now I'm patiently standing here. I've been waiting all of this life. Find a little woman that talk like you do, dancing in the fire's light. Oh, baby, I've been holding on to this long enough. Take me on down. Let us walk a little while on down by your rivers of love. I know by be alright, ain't nothing wasted away. Way in the past, keep a looking through a glass when I held you back in the day. Now I'm patiently standing here, I've been waiting all of these lives. Find a little woman that talk like you do, dancing in my fire's light. Oh, baby,
all right, there you go, Ryan Bingham, River of Love. And what I really like about that song a lot is the... It starts off with, you know, the mandolin,
mm-hmm.
right? And you think it's just going to be this kind of traditional sounding kind of song, very sort of, oh, brother, where art thou kind of thing, vibe
yeah.
happening or whatever. But then the electric guitar kicks in.
Love that.
And I really like that. But the mandolin keeps going underneath it. Like, it's a great juxtaposition, I think, a great sort of layering of almost of eras in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really, I like that song a lot. So.
I love that. I love the way you described it, too. And it's like you can almost hear somebody's boot stomping on a wooden floor, you
yeah.
know, as it picks up momentum. But that guitar overdub is just killer. It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah.
So good. I need to listen to the whole EP. And
yeah.
It looks like he's got a whole bunch of stuff out, too. So that's
yeah.
that's cool.
So the new EP is called Watch Out for the Wolf. And it's
okay.
interesting. He recorded it in like a cabin in Montana, like all by himself.
Wow.
Yeah. He just went out into like the Montana wilderness and just hung out there and wrote and recorded, self-recorded these like seven songs that are on this Watch Out for the Wolf EP. So that's, I think
Very
that's
cool.
really impressive as well. Ryan Bingham, I became familiar with him when he did the music for that movie Crazy Heart. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, with Jeff Bridges. Uh-huh. Excellent movie.
Yeah, he wrote the main song for that movie, and I think some other stuff as well. So he worked with Jeff Bridges on that. And then right around that time, or shortly after that movie came out, I got the opportunity to see Ryan Bingham. This was so cool. I got the opportunity to see him at an album release show for at that time, the latest album he was putting out, at a small club in Los Angeles. So the way this worked out was I happened to be in LA for a work related trip, and somebody else on this trip noticed this album release show was going on and snagged us tickets and got to go. Wow. And I don't know if you've ever been to something like this or if listeners have been to something like this, but an album release show is like a true one is like a really cool thing because it's generally like a one-off experience. Mm-hmm. Not something that's like part of a tour,
right?
You know, where they have like a sort of a set list that they might have sort of where the artist may sort of perfected for a touring show. It's way looser than that. It's usually like, you know, talking in between every song and telling you about the different songs and playing a lot of, you know, songs featured from this new album and sort of explaining it and everything. It was really a wonderful time, you know, and as I recall, the way he did this, the new album at that time was this album called Junkie Star, and he sort of talked a lot about that and did a whole set that just featured all that new music and then took a little break and then came out and did a set of like, you know, his other stuff, you know what I mean?
Oh, so cool.
So it was really fun and tons of mandolin in that too. I was really impressed with his mandolin playing. So he's cool. Apparently he's a bit of an actor as well. He's in a show, a very popular show called Yellowstone, which I have never seen.
I've heard of it.
But he apparently, which I guess explains why he was in Montana.
Maybe that's why.
So there you go. So there you go. Ryan Bingham. Check that out.
Yeah, very cool. It's funny you mentioned that too, because somewhere I have a Lou Reed record where he, it was like a new album. I forget which one, maybe Sally Can't Dance, but he talks after every song. It's sort of Lou's equivalent, but he was just like in a studio, you know. It's very downbeat, but I can see that being really cool in a live setting.
Yeah.
Very cool. Excellent pick, Jim. All right. Thank you.
What you got?
I've got two things I want to mention. I have a song, but I want to mention something very quickly. I know we don't usually feature music that's like a reissue or older music that's just coming out now, but I want to mention something, and Bob Peterson is also into this record. You remember the drummer Tony Allen, who drummed with Fela Kuti and many people, basically the founder of kind of the Afrobeat drum sound. He passed away in 2020. But released in July was an album that he recorded with a guy named Adrian Younge, who has a label called Jazz is Dead. And what Adrian Younge does is work with jazz pioneers whose work has been sampled or otherwise he feels like, you know, are worthy of artistic exposure. It's an incredible list. And he basically just puts them out like in numerical order. But this one, it's called JID018. Tony Allen, and it was recorded back in 2018. It's just coming out now, and I want to point people to it. It's really, really good. You can find it on all the streaming services. I won't say much more about it, but if you like jazz and you like Fela Kuti and you're into sort of music that will expand your horizons as far as beyond rock and roll and beyond guitar music, I would highly recommend this to anyone. So it's Tony Allen, JID018, and you can find it on all the places, but rest in power, Tony Allen. I just want to mention that. The song I have is by a band called The Armed, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with these guys, Jim. Basically, they call themselves a hardcore collective. They're from Detroit, so they don't really name who's in the group, and apparently they work with a large amount of collaborators. They've been around since about 2010, but I found out about them. They put out a single. Somehow they had gotten a hold of this unreleased Frank Turner. You know the singer Frank Turner?
Yes.
They'd gotten a hold of an unreleased demo that he'd recorded or an unreleased song, and they took it, and they sort of chopped it up and put the vocals in, and they released it. And he had no idea they were doing this. And then they later claimed they confused Frank Turner with somebody else named Frank Carter, which, of course, wasn't the point. They were just playing a game. But I love the fact that in this age of overexposure, they work to be obtuse and to be obscure, and it takes some work. But I think they're a really interesting American band. They're heavy, they're noisy. I would say if people like Def Heaven or bands that use metal and sound as like texture, you would probably like this. They have a new album coming out in August. Actually, will be out this Friday as you listen. And the record is called Perfect Saviors. This song is called Everything's Glitter, and it's one of the pre-singles from the record that comes out this Friday.
Very driving song.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's heavy, yet once you listen to it a little bit, these hooks sort of start to emerge. And they've been on tour just recently with Queens of the Stone Age, so that kind of gives you a feel too of what kind of sound they have. But definitely check them out. There's a lot you can read and learn about the Armed, and I like the way they approach sort of the idea of being a band in this crazy time we live in.
Very cool. All right. Again, I want to thank everyone. We want to thank everyone who submitted new music picks.
Yes, we do.
Excellent series every month. And and shout out on the Pink Spiders, by the way. I didn't know they were still around, and I was so happy about that.
That was great.
Yes. All right. Let's see. I got a cover here, a new cover. This is kind of interesting. So we're gonna revisit Ryan Bingham again. He has a cover he released in July that is part of an upcoming tribute album called Texas Wild, which is artists covering songs by Texas bands and so on. All right.
Very cool.
And this one, this one just really cracks me up. So we'll get to that in a moment. Okay. If people want to get in on the, where are we now? August new music. What should they do, Patrick?
They should get going because we're coming down to the end of the month here.
I know.
We need to hear your voice. Of course, you can send us an email to rocketsuburbspod.com and attach your little voice file there. Or you can do like Kevin Porter and others did and call the Suburban Party line. What is that number, Jim?
Oh, I believe it's 612-440-1984,
I believe it is.
There you go.
And those are the two ways, basically the main two ways you can do it.
All right, so here we go. This is Ryan Bingham. He is backed by a band called the Texas Gentlemen out of Dallas, all right? Uh-huh. And he is covering the song Possum Kingdom, which was a hit by the alt-rock band The Toadies in 1994. All right. Nice. I think people might remember that song, or if you don't, you'll know it as soon as you hear it.
Yeah.
So there you go. And with that, I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Make up your mind. Decide. show you my dark secret.
Will appeal to Joe Fleischer, Liam, Roger Grace.
Oh, absolutely.